Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline by the newest Redskin and a player who's brought a lot of excitement in the last couple of days to Washington, D.C., Landon Collins. Landon, you're on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. Thanks so much for the time. How does it feel to be joining the old division rival here in Washington? You're now a Redskin.
It's an honor. I appreciate y'all having me on. Honestly, it's a dream come true just to be here, just to walk in the doors, just to walk in the doors that my idol has been to. It's unbelievable. It's a very emotional time for me. Just trying to really take it all in. I was chilling in my bed in Miami and just knowing I got to sign or be a part of an organization like this is tremendous.
Landon, are you surprised at how it ended in New York? I mean, a guy with your resume just sort of being allowed to walk away to a division rival to see him twice a year and get some revenge, which will be delightful for myself and every other Redskins fan. Are you surprised at the way it ended?
Yeah, because we were sitting here saying, why wouldn't he have been franchise tag? How does a guy like that get to leave? Should we be worried about something?
Because it shouldn't be happening. You shouldn't be available, but thank goodness you are.
Thank you. I was very surprised. Going through the process, it was something I was like, am I going to be here? Am I not? And then after kind of a couple of days going by, after the season went by, after the Super Bowl went by, I was like, I don't think I'm going to be here, because we constantly didn't get any information back, no kind of talks, anything like that. So it was like, I'm probably going to hit the free agency. So I took it as an opportunity to go somewhere and be somewhere that I was definitely needed, wanted, and somebody definitely was going to love me. Not saying that the Giants didn't love me, an organization didn't want me, or anything like that. It's just, this didn't work out.
Well, they didn't want you as much as the Redskins did, and that's why Landon Collins is now in Washington. So take us through how this played out. Before the draft, you publicly said, and back then Redskins fans were all worked into a lather, that you wanted to play for the Skins. Obviously, you grew up idolizing Sean Taylor. So were they the first team to contact you on Monday during that legal tampering period, and how quickly did it get serious between you and them? Were they the only team at the end that really was vying for you? How did that all work?
I have to ask my agent more about that. Happy that they were the team coming to get me, and we worked out a deal to get here. And from that standpoint, it was amazing. It was plenty of teams. There was, I think, three other teams that was coming after me. And I remember I was talking to Ryan and John, and they was like, bro, we want you, and we're going to do whatever it takes to get me. And they did. And now I'm here, and it's like I said, it's very emotional for me just being here.
Ryan Anderson, John Allen, members of the defense who obviously played
nice
at
connection.
Alabama, as the Redskins are trying to reunite a couple of the national championship teams from Alabama in the NFL now. So that was good for the recruiting. Did you talk to Greg Minuski or Dan Snyder or Jay Gruden, or was it just your agent talking to Eric Schaefer and kind of the adult, so to speak, hammering out the money details?
I honestly let my team handle it. David talking to Mr. Snyder, and they handle business. So I kind of stayed out of it. I just kind of talking with my guys, John and Ryan and Sean, and I was just talking to those guys and just seeing what happens. They were just telling me, I was filling my head up and stuff like that. I was like, we're going to see.
New Redskins safety Landon Collins is with us. And Landon, I'm not just saying this because you're on with us. I said it when you became a free agent. I said it before you jumped on this segment. I think you're a baller. I think you're a star in this league, and you shouldn't be available, but thank goodness that you are. What do people have wrong about you when it comes to your abilities on the football field? I look at that 2016 season, and I say, if that's the ceiling, that guy should never be available. He should be signed for life. What do people have kind of a misconception about you and your game?
My 2016 season is not the ceiling. I promise you that. I got way more to go. People don't understand that I can cover, but they see the plays that other tight ends or somebody catches that I was not my, it wasn't my job. I just happened to be in the area to make the tackle or make the play on top of that. So from that standpoint, I have to showcase something else again. And I love doing that. I love proving people wrong. I love showing that I am that guy.
This box safety thing that we keep hearing. Suddenly, this has become like a negative.
It's
right?
Like it's a game manager at quarterback.
Yeah.
People
I want
complain
a quarterback
about that.
Who can manage the game?
Please manage my game.
You play at the line of scrimmage. You make a ton of plays occasionally. Most safeties are interchangeable. Mm-hmm. You're on the back end. You're trying to defend the pass. When you hear box safety, what do you think? Is it fair to say you're better off at the line of scrimmage than playing deep?
I could play all over the field. Point blank. Period. That's what a safety does, and that's what I can do, and that is my job occupation. Now, I will do whatever the team asks me to do, and that's what the team asks me to do at those particular times.
Landon, as you look around this roster, obviously a lot of familiar faces. You mentioned Ryan Anderson, John Allen, guys like Deron Payne, a lot of Alabama connection here. Where do you think you fit into this defense, and how will you best be utilized in your mind?
I know I'm going to be used like very well. The defensive scheme, which I was literally just in the office talking with Greg and them for about a good 30 minutes and just going through it. And we was kind of just going back and forth, picking each other's head. And it was cool. It was like second nature. So I think I'm going to fit in very well. We have a great defensive front that's going to eat. So that's going to make the back end 10 times easier. And that's how you make plays. That's how it works hand in hand. Your front line, your defensive line, eat. Your linebackers eat. Your secondary eat. But it all starts with the defensive front.
Landon Collins, 4 seasons in the NFL, 3 Pro Bowls, and 1 first-team All-Pro. A Redskin has not been named a first-team All-Pro since 1996, and that was punter Matt Turk. Collins will try to break that streak here in Washington. You get to play the Giants twice, including your boy Saquon Barkley, and some of the other talents that they've got. OBJ is obviously gone, so you don't get to hit him in the middle of the field. But what's that going to be like?
It's gonna be great. Saquon know about me. Definitely love to play against that organization. They kind of know me and know my ordeal, so it's gonna be cool. Now the Redskins have the game plan against me. The Giants do. So we gonna see how that goes, and I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a heck of a game, and yes. If you want to ask, yes, the game is circled on my calendar.
Is there something that you want to improve on at this stage of your career? You said you're going to prove it, and you haven't reached your ceiling yet. I'm all in favor of that, by the way. What's kind of the next step for you? You've already pretty established, already a pretty good resume here, Landon. What's your next step in growth, do you think?
Yeah, that's the word. It's a pretty good resume. I need an awesome resume. That's the goal. I need to be just – I want to continue being a game changer, continue making plays that's that one inch that a team needed that takes your breath away and gives us that W, you know? So that's my biggest thing, is just being a game-changing player and continue doing that.
Landon Collins on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Couple more moments with the Redskins' brand-new safety. He'll be introduced to the D.C. media at 2 o'clock in 30 minutes. Landon, when it comes to this secondary right now, it's kind of still a work in progress being patched together. What's your relationship like with Ha-Ha Clinton Dix? The Redskins obviously are trying to bring him back. He's visiting Chicago, but it would be another safety from Alabama and a guy who finished the year here last year.
Yeah, me and Ha-Ha, we go all the way back to Bama days. We like brothers. We talk to each other all the time. He gets on me, I get on him. It works hand in hand. We keep each other accountable, and I know I can count on him if he's behind me. You know, so that's a big idea, and I hope we can get him back. I'm working on it just as the guys that was here working on me. I'm doing the same thing, recruiting, basically.
I saw that you posted a picture of it. It looked like a signed Sean Taylor jersey. It looks like maybe Dan Snyder gave you. You have talked in the past about how much you idolize Taylor. If you want to go into that, feel free to. But how did that jersey, that gift, come about, and when were you presented that?
So last night was at D.C. Prime, the steak restaurant, and there was a box on the table. As I walked in, he said, "That's for you." So I thought I was about to open it right then and there. He said, "No, not yet. I want your mom and son and your girl and to be here." So I said, "All right, cool." So all my family gets there, right? So I was like, "All right, so can't open the box now." So I'm pushing the issue to try to get to open the box. It was in the box. It was the box. So I asked my son, "Do you want to open the box?" He said, "Yeah." So Mr. Snyder stood up and told me the deal behind the box, what was inside the box. So he gave me the feeling, the passion. You could feel it in the talk, that why he felt so strongly about the jersey that was in the box. And as soon as he finished his story about his love, his story behind Sean and the brotherhood, the, if you could say, fatherlyhood It was breathtaking. It was emotional. And when he told me that the jersey was in the box, signed by Sean Teller, it was a game-worn jersey. And then on top of that, it was one of his last two that he has of Sean. Mm. It took my breath away. It broke me down. I was emotional. Couldn't touch the box when he handed it to me. I didn't want to touch the box. I couldn't move a limb. I couldn't do nothing. I was just shaking, all right? So my son grabbed the box and started opening it and ripping up the papers that was in it and took the jersey out. I couldn't touch the jersey. I was just in awe. I was emotional, in tears. It took me about a good 30 minutes to really recuperate. And at that moment, I still didn't touch the jersey after I recuperated. I couldn't eat at the moment. I'm just looking at the jersey, staring. And it was honor. And I appreciate that from Mrs. Snyder. And honestly, I thank him for it. And I see that he knows, and I think he knows that I honor that jersey, and I'm going to just do as much as I can and be as much as I can within myself, but manipulate Sean's game and passion for him and for myself when I can play on this field.
That's just awesome. I love that story. Landon, quickly, would you wear number 21? Is that something that you think you could and should do?
It'd be an honor, definitely. Some big shoes to fill. I know a lot of people feel have their ups and downs about it, but if the family will allow me to, it won't be a day or anything when I step on the field that it won't be the same or a duplicate on that field.
Landon Collins of the Redskins on Grant and Danny. Well, it's awesome having you on the show, man. Really appreciate you. Thanks so much, and enjoy the day. I know you got a press conference coming up in 30 minutes.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks, Landon. Welcome.
It's
congrats,
Landon
buddy.
Collins on Grant and
Thank
Danny.
Thank you for having me.
You bet, man. Good luck. 106.7 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.